Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Make Time for Others, written and read by Ashley Moore. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Luke 15:7. A friend recently shared her desire to see her neighbor attend church. She was so passionate about this that she began to pursue an intentional relationship with the family. She relentlessly invited her and her kids to dinner, playdates at the park, and to hang out at the pool. They were at her daughter's birthday parties and other events at their house. Though it took time, she and her daughters started attending church regularly with my friend. I was amazed at how my friend consistently and purposefully invited this family into her life and eventually into the gathering of God's people. Her actions reflected a facet of the gospel I must often be reminded of. We serve a God who pursues his lost sheep. He goes after the one, and he is relentless in his pursuit. And when that one lost sheep is found, heaven rejoices. This great phenomena is because everyone who comes to know Christ and joins the eternal family is worth pursuing and celebrating. But do we always live as if God's lost sheep are worth pursuing? Do we rearrange our schedule to include time with someone who doesn't know Jesus? Do we pray for a list of lost friends and family? Or do we risk discomfort to invite someone outside of the family of God to join us for dinner or an evening Bible study at church? If I answer honestly, I don't always consider people worthy of making these sacrifices. I don't intentionally try to exclude people from my days. Life just gets busy. We have grocery shopping to do. We have full-time jobs. And we need to spend quality time with our families when we're done doing everything else on our plates. I get it. And it's so hard to manage everything. We are all busy, and usually busy with good things. But maybe like my friend who was following our even greater example, we can consider others worthy of our pursuit. What would it look like to chat on the phone with someone as you do your grocery shopping? Or add a list of names to pray over at your desk? Could you invite someone to join you for your family dinner once a month? My friend's persistence may have meant a celebration in heaven, or multiple instances of heaven rejoicing when her neighbor's children or future generations come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. May we all purposefully and joyfully consider what it could look like to pursue someone like our Savior who leaves the 99 sheep to find the one who has lost their way. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Thank you for chasing us down when we were far from you. Thank you for putting us on people's hearts to pray for our salvation and spend time with us to show us how much you love and want to be with us forever. Lord, I pray you forgive us for not prioritizing the pursuit of those in need of the gospel with that same tenacity. Lord, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Teach us how to pursue people even in the middle of our busy lives. Lord, show us moments when we need to speak up, reach out, and open up our lives to those around us. Lord, help us to see people and love people as you do. And help us to learn to pray for others as much as we pray for our own needs. Lord, send your lost sheep to intersect our lives. Give us eyes to see them, courage to walk with them. Lord, help us to pursue them relentlessly. Help us to see how much you value them and to rejoice with heaven when they come to know you. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be a part of the process of people coming to know you and following you. Lord, that is so special. May we never take it for granted. We look forward to when we can all celebrate together in heaven with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.